Who needs no introduction? She's been here for like five straight years. Well, first of all, is this the last one?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I'd keep it short and we'll all go happy hour. So, really excited. I remember this time last year, I was very nervous because it was the first time going through something like this. But having been now around the conference for one season, I am expecting, you know, I know what to expect and things like that. And today isn't as frightening as it was before. But we're really excited about the new season, no question. A lot of new faces. So even though it's our second year, we don't have a lot of returners. So we're kind of teaching the game to a lot of new people again. But I like where we're at and where we're headed. What we did this year, first 3 days, we had what we called Camp Guardem. So we focused on nothing but defense for 3 days. And I remember at the end of the 3 days talking with the coaches, I thought we were better then than we were at any point last year. So just, last year we spent so much time because of the uniqueness of the program before, just teaching the basic fundamentals of defense. And that took a lot of our time. At least this year we kind of have a base. Something with which to build, and I like what I've seen so far. I think we're going to be able to be a much better defensive team. We can do different things. We're longer, so we can trap and do those kind of things more in the half court. We're also quicker on the perimeter, so we can put some pressure on guards in the back court. So we'll be a little bit more versatile, I think, defensively.
I would say both. With the players that coaches brought in, it just has so much depth in each position, and we have a different kind of personnel than we did last year, and the skill set is a lot higher than it has been since I've been here, and every position, every position is worth fighting for because there's someone that's just as good behind you. So I think that really brings the competitiveness to the team and really keeps everybody on their toes and really giving everything they have in every practice. Physically, this summer, besides our workouts with the basketball team, I was really focused on developing a solid 15 to 18 foot jumper and consistently just form, taking 300 to 500 shots a day on the gun, in the gym before practice starts, in the gym when we didn't have practice. And that was really my main focus, was developing a solid jumper.
And she's done that. I think people are going to be surprised when they see the development of her game in that regard.
That's definitely number one. It's top priority. Coach said that I have the chance to leave a great legacy, but it really doesn't mean anything unless you have team success. And I've noticed that over the years, the players that get the recognition and go down in their schools as the best players, it's because of their team success, and that's number one. So going longer than a day in the Pac-12 tournament and just being a top five in the Pac-12 are all goals, but the NCAA is definitely a number one priority. But we have to do other things in order to get there first. That would be, we have a lot of new faces, and just making sure we have great chemistry, and just bringing in together, like, us as a whole, seeing what parts fit the best to be on the floor, and going together as a team. We're going to have some ups and we're going to have downs, but I think this year we're definitely going to have more highs than we will low, and those are the little things that will make us the team that we need to be when it really, really counts. I mean, it counts every game, but like that second half of the season going into the Pac-12 tournament and really like when everyone's tired, that's going to make us the team that can push us forward into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Well, I think when you take over a program, sometimes you have to blow it up to build it up. And so, we did a little bit of that this last year. I think we're just already further ahead. I mean, I can't put a timetable, but, our recruiting has been tremendous. And I think we have a chance to do something, maybe sooner than later. You know, this year, listen, we're going to be good enough to beat anybody on any given night. We will be. Now, over 18 games, are we going to be consistent enough? Do we have the depth? You know, those kind of things, that remains to be seen. That's going to be difficult. But, all I can ask as a coach is we're really competitive. I mean, night in and night out, people are going to hate, hopefully, to go to Eugene and play the Ducks. And, we'll see. I'll tell you after November 15th or something about how that recruiting has gone. Oh, well, I was thinking more in terms of the recruiting. Yeah. From the day we stepped on campus last spring, we turned all our attention to the 2016 class. We did very little in a 15, even though I think we have some very quality 15s, current freshmen. That's where we put all our recruiting efforts, and hopefully that will, pay off here in another month or so. But, I'm really excited. I'll just put it this way. I'm really excited about the future. I think we got a chance to do something special up there.
Right. I would say from day one, Coach Kelly has always been about the game, and I think that was something very intriguing to me. He knew basketball. He knew what he wanted out of his players, and he demanded that, and that really just drew me to what he wanted. And he's always talked about since day one, you're either all in or you're all out. You can't be half and half, and he sold me on that. And just his knowledge of the game, knowing where to put people, and Coach is always on me in every practice, but I know it's because he sees the potential that I have. So I was sold from day one, and I read people really well, and Coach Kelly has a good heart for the game, and he made the hard decisions in order for this program and this team to go far in the future. That is correct. Yes, that is correct.
Why did you want to take your game away from this?
Because I can be more versatile than just back to the basket. Coach Kelly told me every day since he's been here to take 500 shots short corner. He says that can be my shot. And I think it just opens up not only my game, but it helps my team. So I have a player, Jacinta, who can go in and out, and now so can I. Instead of being one-dimensional, now I have the opportunity to play in different positions and open up my game as well for my team. Exactly.
Well, if you know my past, I love players that can face the basket, post players. We love playing through that high post. And Jill has pro aspirations, and if she's a strictly back-to-the-basket basketball player, well, if you're going to play in the WNBA, those kids are 6'5 and 6'6. So she's got to diversify her game. It helps us in the short term. But I think just as important, it helps her in the long term to reach her professional goals. Milana knows. Liz Brenner is back. Well, she never actually went anywhere. She stayed there. Yeah. You guys, I'm telling you. I love her. I mean, she's incredible. She is an incredible teammate, a gifted athlete. My goodness, she can go from, I think this is her fifth sport that she's going to let her in at the university. And she just goes from one to the next and picks it up so quickly. And just her instincts as an athlete are incredible. And she's going to give us, at first I thought, well, just kind of give us some depth here and there. She's kind of moved herself into a position where she's going to actually play. And, she gets into that block area and nobody's moving her. I mean, she's got a great touch. She's a gifted passer. And, and if you need somebody to kind of get the transition going, she's a great outlet passer. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Kevin Love. So, we're really excited that she's there. And she spent all summer and all fall just on basketball. It's the longest in her life that she spent focused on one sport, which is incredible to think about. Well, I've always prided myself in that I think we play the right way. You know, we share the basketball. We always had high assist numbers. Our offensive numbers are usually very, very good. A lot of screening, a lot of ball movement. And then defensively, I've always felt that we're not an in-your-face kind of defense, never have been. We play position defense, and we try to block out and limit, second possession. So those are the areas. That's why I've always recruited length. You can just do so much with length in the half court defensively. You can do much better on the boards. You can run different zones and change it up. So, yeah, I just have always felt that we play basketball the right way. Our kids are skilled. They work well together, and they play hard. Yeah, it's about right, and I think we can change that. That's up to us. But yeah, based on kind of who you have back and how that all works out, I think that was probably fairly accurate what people are thinking. Now it's our opportunity to either prove them wrong or right. And we'd rather prove them wrong.
Exactly.
And it helps when you got this one next to you. You guys, I'm telling you, she's incredible. This will be my 29th year of coaching. I don't know if I've ever coached somebody who has the base of humanity that she has. You know what I mean? In terms of, she's an obvious, amazing basketball player. But if you guys saw the stuff that she does every day in the community, with special ed needs kids, with traveling the world as a kind of a missionary and all those kind of things, you would be amazed at what she's giving to everybody. And she's a pleasure to coach. I mean, it's an honor, actually, to be her coach. So we expect big things.
Speaking of
Good question. I would say, to give back my time, in the community, University of Oregon pushes a lot of community service. We have this thing called O Heroes, and they definitely, it's almost an expectation for the athletes to make sure that we give back to the people who give us so much support and so much love. So, and I've always just been a giving person and wanting to help people because I know how it feels to be, kind of at that area where you feel like no one can help you or no one understands the situation you're in. So I understand that, and I've been through a lot growing up, and so if I can lend a helping hand and lend my time to people who are supporting me and giving me their efforts, then that's second nature to me. I am really excited about pursuing what I'm studying. I'm a communication disorders and science major, which is basically in line to be a speech-language pathologist. So I would love to work with deaf kids in particular, because I'm fluent in sign language, but if not, kids all over the spectrum, from cerebral palsy to autism to Asperger's, all those syndromes. And what a speech language pathologist does is basically teaches kids who can't really communicate how to speak, and if they can't, using their devices, almost like a Stephen Hawking thing, to communicate to their families and things like that. When I came into school, I wanted to be a pediatrician, always wanted to work with kids. My mom works with autism kids, so I think that's had a very big influence on me, and I found a major that fits me, and I tried every major in the book, trust me. So,
talk to him about what you did this summer.
This summer I was able to attain a job working with an 8-year-old who has cerebral palsy. His name is Harrison, and it's definitely hands-on for what I want to do. I feed him, I hang out with him, I go on walks with him, I've taken him to meet my teammates to the rec at the University of Oregon. He loves watching basketball, and he's just a great kid and really has inspired my life in so many ways, because he always has a smile on his face, and he's a great kid, and it's really, really, like, sealed the deal with what I want to do in the future. Yes, family was looking for someone to take care of him. It was posted through one of my class, and I was like, this would be so great, something that I can do in my free time in the summer. And I took it, and it's been great ever since. I'm still with him. His name is Harrison, and he's 8 years old, and he's a great kid. Yes, he will be at the games, definitely.
What is the day like? Do you go pick him up somewhere?
So what it is after practice, I'll go over there, or after class now, I'll go over there, and I'm usually there for about, in the summer it was more hours, but now I'm there for like 2 to 3 hours, and basically the dad is a doctor, he has a little sister, and his mom is a stay-at-home mom, so I'm there to watch him while she goes runs her errands, and that includes feeding, sometimes bathing, his homework, making sure that he gets that done, taking him on walks, and just making sure he feels like a, I don't like using the word normal, but an average kid. He is an 8-year-old. His parents treat him like an independent kid, and he's just a beautiful soul, and it's been so great being with him. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What did I tell you? Was I right, or was I right? Okay.
Thank you.